A sheriff's department in northeastern Iowa is under investigation by the state attorney general for publicly opposing certain aspects of immigration enforcement. Governor Kim Reynolds filed a complaint against the agency, citing Iowa state law. Winneshiek County Sheriff rejects ICE detainers. The Winneshiek County Sheriff's Office sparked the investigation after Sheriff Dan Marks posted a letter on social media on Tuesday, declaring that his department would not assist U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in deportations unless agents present valid warrants. Marks defended his position, emphasizing his department upholds constitutional rights rather than aligning with political views. He stated deputies would actively work to block, interfere, and interrupt any arrests based on detainers. ICE uses detainers to hold non-citizens for up to 48 hours while gathering more information about them. Governor calls for investigation. The following day, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds issued her own letter, calling for an investigation into the department and the County Board of Supervisors. She warned of withholding state funding if the department refused cooperation with federal immigration efforts. Reynolds pointed to Chapter 27A of the state's immigration laws, passed in 2018, which mandates that local sheriff's departments assist federal immigration officers when requested. She argued, agencies cannot create policies that undermine state law. Investigation underway. In response, the Iowa Attorney General, Brenna Byrd, accepted the governor's complaint and has officially opened an investigation into Winneshiek County's actions. Reynolds said the county could lose eligibility for state funding if the sheriff's department is found to be in violation of state law. The investigation continues as tensions grow between state and local officials over immigration enforcement policies.